This is one of your two dogs. What's that box?
That's my dog that's deceased.
She puts the blame on the neighbor's pit bulls.
You could tell that they came through our fence.
Why didn't you fix the fence?
Because it wasn't my responsibility.
This is your fence.
Did bad decisions doom her pet?
Knowing what you knew, why in the world would you leave your dogs out for the day unsupervised? Not smart.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Rakisha Jones and her mother, Yvonne Sherrod, are suing neighbor Cherie Nunez-Trammell and Cherie's landlord, Sun Nguyen, for vet bills after Cherie's pit bull got into their yard and attacked their dogs.
Order. All rise. It's case number 101 on the calendar, the matter of Jones, Sherrod versus Nunez, Trammell, Nguyen.
Thank you.
Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Who's going to speak for the two of you? Your first name is?
Rakisha.
Rakisha, this is one of your two dogs.
Correct.
What's that box?
That's my dog that's deceased.
Was that a result of this incident?
Yes.
The defendants are your neighbors, and you and your mother were going out to a family event on May what?
5th.
And your other dog was also a small dog, like this one?
Correct.
The neighbors have larger dogs, and there is a double fence that separates both houses. One fence is yours, one fence is theirs. So far, am I right?
Yes.
For some reason, you left both dogs, that little one and the dog that didn't make it, you left them outside in the fenced yard while you were going out for the day?
Yes.
And you had had a prior instance where, in August of last year, you claimed that the defendant's dogs got out of their yard and got into your yard.
Yes.
Is that right? And you say, luckily, your dogs weren't in the yard at that time.
Correct. I saw the dog coming through, and I hurried up and got my dog out and put him in the house.
So now I want to ask you this question, without getting into whose fault this was and where the dogs were. Why in the world would you leave your dogs out for the day unsupervised on May 5th?
I just left them out while we go to the party.
I understand that. Knowing what you knew, that their dogs were capable of coming through or burrowing through the fence, because you had seen it before, why in the world would you leave your two little dogs out in the backyard?
Well, when it happened, it occurred, the dog pound guy came, because we kept trying to get them to fix our fence. The dog pound came and he put a border to block the hole until they was able to come and fix the fence. So we thought it was okay. It's been 9 months. So I was like, okay, we can leave our dog out just during the day, not too long, while we go to this party, because we couldn't bring the dogs.
Not smart.
Okay.
But it's your claim that the defendant's dog burrowed through the gate or the fence, came into your yard and attacked your dogs.
Correct.
You weren't at home, correct?
Correct.
And your mother wasn't at home.
Correct.
The defendants say that your dogs burrowed through the gate and came into their yard, and they acknowledge that their dogs may have attacked your dogs when they came in, and then your dogs scurried back under the fence.
Okay.
That's what you say. So now I'd like to hear from a witness that you have.
Okay.
To suggest to me that their dogs came through the fence and attacked your dogs on your property. Who's the witness?
Right here I have my neighbor, Carol.
You can sit down with the puppy.
Okay.
Your last name is?
Malarier.
Can you tell me how long you have been neighbors and where your houses are in relation to each other?
Okay, my house is facing her side house, and I can see her gate on the back and on the side and the front. My front door and everything is facing her side.
Well, this happened in the backyard.
Yes, I can see the backyard.
I have a map showing if you want to see it.
I do. And what time of the day did you witness anything involving the dogs?
I could say maybe around 5:30, 6, around in that area.
Tell me what you observed.
Okay, I was on my way out, and I was getting ready to go pick up my daughter-in-law and her family. They were coming over, and as soon as I got out to my front door and I walked towards my car, I heard all this commotion, and I kept hearing the dogs hollering and everything, and I looked over there.
Look at me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I looked over there, and I saw them beating the dog with a big board.
Beating what dog with a big board?
Their dog.
Who was beating their dog with a big board?
I couldn't see the person that was beating. All I saw was a stick in the air coming down and wailing on the dogs, and the dogs were hollering by the fence on their property.
So somebody on the defendant's property, you just saw a stick up?
Yes.
As if she was hitting a dog on her property?
Yes.
And what else did you see?
That was like two or three times they used a stick.
You didn't see what they hit?
No, but you can hear the dogs hollering.
Could you tell whether it was the sound of a big dog or a small dog?
Well, all I know, when they hit the dogs went to the fence, and I can see the fence move as the dogs hit the fence.
As they were hitting the dog?
Yes.
But you didn't see which dog they were hitting?
That's correct.
What did you see next?
And then all of a sudden, I heard the commotion going, and then I noticed that the dogs went over into her property, and I heard the dogs...
Which dogs went over to her property?
The defendant's dog.
The defendant's dogs went to whose property?
Her property.
To the plaintiff's property?
The plaintiff's property.
Tell me exactly what you saw.
The dogs went fast, because all I saw was the dogs fighting. They were fighting, and you hear the dogs howling.
Just a second.
Okay.
Which dogs were fighting? Could you see which dogs were fighting?
I just saw a brown dog over there.
How large a brown dog?
I really don't remember.
It wasn't a small dog like this.
No.
Now, when you saw the brown dog, where was the dog when you first saw it?
In their property, in the plaintiff's yard.
So you actually saw the dog?
Yes.
Either through or under the fence?
Yes.
Did you see that? I don't want you to answer if you didn't see it. Did you see the dog come... Under the fence?
No, I just heard a commotion.
You said that from your house you can see their backyard.
Yes.
If you heard fighting, are you telling me you didn't see where the fighting was coming from? Because if you saw where the fighting was coming from, then you saw the dogs.
That's correct.
Well, did you see the dogs? Be careful. Did you see the dogs or did you not see the dogs?
I didn't see the dogs fighting, but I just heard the commotion that they were doing, like you know they're fighting.
You heard a commotion?
Yes.
And you assumed that it was coming, so you never saw the brown dog come through the fence?
No.
And you never saw, or did you ever see, the three dogs in the defendant's backyard?
No.
You heard a commotion?
Yes.
And you saw somebody in the defendant's home apparently beating a dog with a piece of wood?
Yes.
You only saw the top of the piece of wood, but you heard the dog yelping.
Yes.
You can have a seat. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have pictures of the fence where you could tell that they came through our fence.
I'd like to take a look at them. Because you do understand this witness did not see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a picture of the old and then the new and then her dog in my backyard from August chewing at the fence.
Whose fence is this?
That's my fence. That's from my backyard.
Whose fence is this?
My fence from my backyard. That's my fence, her dog in my backyard. Her dog in my backyard. Her
this
dog
is
in
from
my
August.
That's from August. The white pit is from August.
What I'd like you to show me is...
The dogs in the backyard?
No.
What?
You said you had proof to me that...
You can see the wood on my side, on the ground, as if... It's bust through.
Well, that's from August of...
No, the darker pictures are recent. The one with the white dogs is... The one with the white dog is from August. The other ones are all recent, from May.
Why didn't you fix the fence?
Because it wasn't my responsibility. I kept trying to contact her, but she was never around. We would talk to the kids, and they're always like, oh, that's our mom's problem. That's our mom's problem. Our mom's going to come fix the fence. We can never get a hold of her.
This is your fence.
It's my fence, but it's not my responsibility. They kept saying she was going to come and fix it. That was just when my dog got killed, so I didn't fix it. The
but
other one,
been,
the with the white board.
I see it.
What?
That's a year ago. Why didn't you fix it?
We did. We put a white border across it.
What does that mean, a white border? Show
the
me.
The dog couldn't... It's in the picture. In one of the old pictures, you can see the white border and then the hole of the new fence. The dog pound put a fence, a border there to
I didn't
keep
see.
Them...
Give her a pen, please.
Let me show her the white thing.
Border.
That's May. That's August. The dog pound put a border there for them to come and fix the fence. I have papers from the dog pound, too.
May I see it?
I have papers of her on Facebook saying, how do you kill a dog twice? I have papers of her on there the very next day after they killed my dog, that she's trying to get rid of her dog.
Just a second.
Because she knew their dogs killed my dog.
Okay. So this is a temporary patch from a year ago, and this is from where?
May.
This is from May. Okay. Now, I want you to raise your hand. Who was hitting the dog with a stick? Raise your hand. Anybody here? Well, then you have the wrong person. Who are you?
I'm her cousin.
Stand up. Move over there. What's your first name?
Sierra.
Were you in the house on May 5th?
I was.
Who was hitting the dog with a stick?
Nobody was hitting a dog. None of us would ever do that.
Who was home with you?
I was there with my little cousins and their older brother.
Where were they?
My cousin Cherie, she was at a family barbecue, and I do not know where he was at the time.
They're the dog's owners.
Cherie was two of the dog's owners.
Just a second. So you were the only adult at home?
Yes.
Good. Switch places. You were the only adult at home?
Yes.
Go.
I was there, and I was in the kitchen, and I heard It sounded like a scuffle. So I went to the window to see, and I saw two little dogs in the backyard. And our dog Kane, the white pit, he's very defensive of the yard. Okay. Well, they were fighting, and so I banged on the window to make him stop, and then the two little dogs ran back under the fence.
And the two little dogs ran under the fence, and then what did you do?
No,
don't look down. Look here. What did you do?
I walked away because after that, Kane went, sniffed the fence, walked away because they were no longer on the property.
You know that I don't believe that.
That's what happened, ma'am.
No, it's not what happened.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I have small dogs and I have a fenced yard and I would never go away for the day and leave my small dogs unattended in the backyard. That's irresponsible. It's not what a good parent does. And when you have a small dog like that, you have to treat it like a parent.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Rakesha Jones and her mother, Yvonne Sherrod, say neighbor Cherie Nunez Trammell and her landlord, Sun Nguyen, are responsible for a dog attack.
Now, how old are you?
I am 24.
So you're 24 years old, and you're there watching two little children because they're away.
Mm-hmm.
And you see one of their dogs, which is a white pit bull, fighting with two little dogs that weigh maybe 3 pounds, on your property. And according to the papers that she filed, the pit bull was very territorial because there were puppies around.
Yes.
And so you see the two little dogs going under the fence, and you don't go out and check on it?
No, I did not.
Why not?
Well, after that, the dogs, they didn't do anything.
But you don't know that. One of the dogs died. So you don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so an intelligent person would go outside and see where that could possibly have happened.
Mm-hmm.
How did they get underneath the fence? Maybe the pit bull can get back under the fence.
Mm-hmm.
An intelligent person would do that.
But the hole on our side of the fence was way too small for him to get through. He was a very large dog.
Show me. Is this your fence?
Yeah, from the inside of the gate.
This is your fence. I'm not looking at this. This is the top of the fence. The dog didn't go over. Who cares about the top? You have any other pictures of the whole fence? I want to see a picture of the whole fence.
I do in here. I have the view from the witnesses' side also.
No.
And then I have the...
I can see from the witnesses' side. Listen to me. I can see from the witnesses' side that there's plenty of room on her fence for a large dog to get through. That doesn't mean that she didn't pull out this board. I know that. I have to see from your side whether there is room for your dog, which is the larger dog, to get through the fence.
You can kind of see through here. You can see how big it is on the other side of theirs.
I can't.
I have the other ones here.
I can't.
Maybe you can see on this one.
Oh, I'll take a look at it, Bert.
You see their backyard with the trash can. That's from my backyard to theirs.
Is that where their trash can is over here?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I want to see. I want to see this area.
Not
this little tiny area. I want to see this area.
It's that one and that one.
Yeah. You have to take better care of your fence. I don't believe you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If their dog came into your yard, which I think it was probably trying to do, I don't know where the attack took place. You have to create a fence that keeps the dog inside. That piece of junk that you have there doesn't do it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Rakesha Jones and her mother, Yvonne Sherrod, have accused neighbor Cherie Nunez Trammell and her landlord, Sun Nguyen, of being responsible for a dog attack.
Okay, I believe this. By the way, you did call her and let her know that there was some sort of kerfuffle with their dogs.
Yes, I called my daughter-in-law and she got in touch with her.
You see, she couldn't fib to me. Well, this is a fib because she never saw the dogs in your backyard, right?
Right.
She heard, but she never saw the dogs in your backyard. But she immediately reported them to you. Mm-hmm. And there's no question in my mind that when this lady said she saw somebody beating that dog at the fence, it had to have been you.
It was not me.
Then maybe it was a ghost, if you were the only one home.
I was not the only one home, but I can assure you, ma'am.
If you were the only adult home, then it had to be you.
I would not do that, ma'am. I have my own little dog myself. I would never.
This is not a little dog.
I know it's not
a little
dog.
This is not a little dog. This is a white pit bull mm-hmm. with puppies. That's a triple whammy. Mm-hmm. Can I see the vet bills, please? I don't want to hear from all you pit bull lovers out there. I don't care.
I have the vet bill and the police report and a dog pound. Those are just the cremation bills. The doctor felt sorry for Wednesday, my black dog right here, so he didn't charge us.
Listen to me. I think anybody that keeps pit bulls are crazy. Okay? I also think that people that don't take care of their dogs are also irresponsible. You understand? I think it's totally irresponsible. I have small dogs, and I have a fenced yard, and I would never go away for the day. For 2 hours, for 3 hours, I'd leave my small dogs unattended in the backyard, especially knowing that my neighbor's pit bull has gotten into my yard before.
Yeah.
That's irresponsible. That's not what a good parent does. And when you have a small dog like that, you have to treat it like a parent because it could be a pit bull, it could be a hawk, it could be anything. So you have to understand that part of it is your responsibility. If their dog came into your yard, which I think it was probably trying to do, I think your dogs were probably trying to burrow under. I don't know where the attack took place. I do know that they're responsible for the vet bills. You have a potentially vicious dog living with you. You have to create a fence that keeps the dog inside. That piece of junk that you have there doesn't do it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
You want to keep those dogs? Get a chain link fence and keep them inside your house. You get it. Do you have homeowners insurance?
I do not. I have renter's insurance.
Do you have renter's insurance that includes your dog? Do the insurance company know that you have a pit bull?
No, because I was fostering them at the time.
She wasn't supposed to have dogs, what her owner said.
Shh. Oh. You were fostering a dog for how long?
It was just a couple months.
You had the dog since August.
Actually, my son took it back at the first time that happened.
Get a chain link fence or get rid of the dog.
I rehomed him.
Judging for the plaintiff for the amount of $250, we're done. Did you buy the dog, by the way?
Yeah.
Who did you buy the dog from?
We got it out of state in Kansas. He was flown to us.
Fine. How much did you pay for the dog?
$2,200.
You have proof of that for me?
I don't have proof, but I have papers of the value of the dog.
What kind of dog was it?
He was a Toy Yorkie.
$2,450. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're finished.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
The neighbors found my dog.
My dogs wouldn't attack another dog that way.
If you have a vicious dog, tie it up.
I had to rehome my dog and the ones that I was fostering.
We got justice for our dog, and that's all that matters.
I'm just glad it's all over with.